Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Rudy from Opinion Research. How are you doing today?
Doing just fine.
Okay, today we are talking to people in your area, all right, about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. You mind if I ask you, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, excellent, excellent. The reason I'm asking here, okay, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
All righty. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
I'm not even going to answer that.
Can you give me an answer to fill in a blank? Your opinion does matter, I have to say. It's very important.
I will not answer that question.
Would you say you vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties? Would that be a fair answer?
What I already told you is that it's not a question that I am going to answer.
Okay. All right. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
It's probably time for a change.
Okay, okay. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? And I'll just throw some topics here at you, okay? Would it be healthcare costs, gun violence, abortion rights, violent crime, property taxes, funding for public schools and teacher pay, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and the border? What would you say to which ones would you credit here?
I think that really depends upon where you live in Texas.
Well, give me one of the options that I read out to you.
For San Antonio, I would say it's gun violence.
Okay. All right. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Could it be health or healthcare costs, abortion rights, violent crime, property taxes, funding for public schools and teacher pay, the economy, inflation, and jobs?
Funding for teachers and public education.
Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And I'll throw out some names at you, okay? Steve Allison, you consider that person to be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. How about Colin Allred? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Ted Cruz? Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, Ted Cruz. Got it. Kamala Harris. All right. Very favorable. Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
And that's another one I'm just not going to answer.
Okay.
I don't have a mind.
Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
Likewise, I don't have my mind made up on that. I'm not gonna...
Okay. How about Mark LaHood? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, don't know.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, don't know.
And so that's another one of those I won't answer.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, Ken Paxton. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable,
very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, okay. All right. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
My mind is not made up.
Undecided. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Alfred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Alfred.
Okay. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate? Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I haven't made my mind up on that one.
Undecided? Okay. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state House district candidates. Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community, a former Republican herself. Laurel will go to Austin and fight for fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice who have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Well, the fact that Ken Paxton supports LaHood, I guess I'd have to go with the Democrat.
Okay. All right. American culture. All right. The liberals, woke philosophy is wrong and it's ruining American with DEI, teaching kids who hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Or America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. What would you say American culture stands?
Where we stand right now?
Well, out of the two paragraphs I read.
Yeah, I don't think we stand very well.
Would you say America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people? Diversity
Not
makes
right
us
now.
Stronger? Not right now. So the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI teaching kids to hate America, saying it is a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Out of these two options, which one would you choose to be American culture, sir?
I didn't hear two options.
Two options. The first option is the one I read. The liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. That's one option.
I don't believe the liberals are doing that.
Okay,
so you're giving me a choice I can't make.
How about choice number two? America's a country built on the ideas.
Well, if I can't pick number one, I'm not going to pick number two either.
Okay, so you're undecided. Ooh, that's a tough one. Okay, but I need to, for the sake of the survey, I need to fill in one. Can we go with American as a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people as American culture?
For me, you're not to put down either one.
Okay.
I don't care about your survey.
I won't be able to move forward in this case. Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Thank you for your time, and you have a good rest of your day.
Bye.
question, man.